Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast, it's going to be sunny again today. We'll have a high around the mid-70s. Temperature-wise, in southeast Wisconsin, things are warming up nicely. It's 54 at this hour in Kenosha, 51 in Burlington, Milwaukee 57, also 57 degrees in Racine. First District Congressman Paul Ryan using kind of a personal life lesson as the basis for his commencement address. He spoke at Carthage College Sunday afternoon. His move to become the Speaker of the House, which he initially did not want, but he told the graduates he'd come to like it, proving that, once again, shouldn't be too quick to dismiss opportunities, he said, that may not fit your original plan.
The biggest piece of advice that I would give to all of you is this. Don't worry too much about the plan. Go where you can make a difference. Sometimes fulfillment lies in very unpredictable places.
Ryan's speech, void of any real political commentary, Carthage President Gregory Woodward has kind of set the tone when, during his introduction, he called it a day to remove political hats and park them under the chairs. A national organization, meanwhile, working to help more kids to graduate from high school. Gary Chapman with Communities in School says their new campaign is trying to make people aware about the impact, the true impact of having a high school diploma.
We've recently launched the Caps Off campaign and Pass the Cap to celebrate all the students around the country that are graduating, but to really draw attention to the fact that many more kids could graduate and what the real cost of those kids that are dropping out is to our economy.
He says the nationwide graduation rate is now at a record 82%, but more should be done because he says there's a population of students in every community failing to graduate or just graduating on time. Gilmore Middle School students in Racine Unified will be the pilot for a new identification card that's going to also double as a library card and will work with the Racine Public Library, making more materials available and with easier access. The partnership between the school district and the library has been actually talked about since last year, recently got the approval of the library's Board of Trustees. The Board of Education, which fully supported the concept months ago, will have a chance to vote on it in the near future. Health officials in Eau Claire County say they don't see the humor in this newest list that ranks the city as one of the drunkest in America. Eau Claire showed up ninth out of the 24/7 WallStreet.com list, 12 of the top 20 drunkest cities, by the way, in Wisconsin. An Eau Claire Health Department official says the report, it's unacceptable, says more needs to be done to limit drinking, not to celebrate it. Racine Police and Fire Department paramedics called Sunday night to a woman not breathing, unresponsive at a residence in the 2200 block of Taylor Avenue. It wasn't long after responders got there that a police supervisor and an investigator were requested. Then minutes after that came the request for the medical examiner. That victim initially reported to be only in her early 30s. Two men died, a woman injured, a head-on two-vehicle crash Sunday afternoon in Rock County. A car driven by a 27-year-old Madison man with a 26-year-old Fitchburg man as a passenger went out of control, slid into oncoming traffic. It collided with that other vehicle driven by a 36-year-old Janesville woman. The first car caught fire. Both of those male occupants were pinned inside. They were pronounced dead at the scene. The Janesville woman taken to a local hospital. Well, making its return to Wisconsin just in time for the official launch of the summer travel season, the Click It or Ticket safety belt mobilization effort. Now through June the 5th, most law enforcement agencies taking part, thanks to grant money from the state. This is David Papps, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation's Bureau of Transportation Safety Director.
But you think about this. If your seatbelt use rate were 10% higher, we could save 40 more people from death on the roads and prevent about 650 injuries. So our message during Click It or Ticket is one of education and awareness. And if you're pulled over and not wearing your seatbelt, be prepared to get that ticket.
About 86% of Wisconsin motorists currently buckle up, he says. And while the public may think that Click It or Ticket is really only about revenue generation with these tickets, it's really about improving traffic safety. Gasoline prices going up again just before the big Memorial Day holiday weekend. Analyst Trilby Lundberg says the average nationwide with the price so far kind of close to Wisconsin's average for the cost to fill up the old jalopy.
Regular grade gasoline nationally costs $2.32. It's up a nickel over the past 2 weeks, but it is 52 cents under its year-ago point.
The average price for gas has risen a nickel in these past 2 weeks, the reason continuing again to be the crude oil prices. $2.85 per gallon, the highest in San Francisco. $1.98 in Tucson, Arizona, the lowest. The average diesel price, $2.32 a gallon, up 4 cents over 2 weeks. Efforts continuing to upgrade facilities inside and around existing schools in Racine Unified. That's going to be going on this summer. More projects are going to be getting underway. The Board of Education recently approving a number of those projects. There are some long-range plans, though, that target even some higher cost needs. Chief Operations Officer David Hasten says upgrades to Hammes Field at Case High School, including the track there, that would create a facility capable of hosting WIAA postseason competition.
Hammes Field, to replace the track and put it in a condition that would be meet ready, is we got an estimate of about $400,000. So we are looking at that. We won't be looking at it for this summer.
He told board members the issue has been that we want to do some bigger changes to Hammes Field. Also on the radar, heating, ventilating, air conditioning, big project at Gerstad. Hasten suggesting that could be several million dollars. Outspoken rock and roll musician Ted Nugent coming back to the summer fair, the Summerfest grounds, probably in Milwaukee, once he stops in at the Racine County Fair, because he's going to be doing the grandstand. Supporting Donald Trump these days, not surprising. And his proposal, the Trumpster's proposal, for temporary bans on Muslims coming into the U.S. Ted Nugent talked about this at an NRA convention in Kentucky. He painted the GOP presidential candidate's plan as a needed safety measure. Compared the issue of terrorism to dog bites. Said that if they were all from a particular breed, he would ban that breed. Trump has since said that his plan was only a, quote, suggestion, unquote. Oh, and from the files of somebody apparently forgot something, the State Democratic Party going to be having their little convention in Green Bay in a couple of weeks. Organizers might be asked for an upfront payment or cash. It seems there's still the matter of about a $5,800 bill from their 2009 convention at the same hotel. That's according to records filed earlier this month with the Federal Election Commission. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscast there in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.